Welcome, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Virtual Light broadcast
for
July.
July already. We're moving like crazy now.
We're moving along.
Absolutely. Welcome today. We're going to go through quite a bit today. We've got a lot to cover. I will tell you, the group is very excited about where we are.
And you're excited. This planet.
I can tell you, we have a lot of difficult news. We've had to bring people over a very long period of time. But I got to say, they're pretty excited. Those of you who've been watching Rising Light have probably seen that little bit of a turn last week when they started to get very excited about things because of the feminine energy rising and grounding the
good.
Way it started
we
to.
We could use a little good news.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, there'll be more of that. And for those of you who are watching Rising Light, it is that one, it's a different format than we've done anything else. We tried to make it just a quick snapshot just of the group, what they're saying right now about pretty much whatever it is they want to cover at that moment. We don't do a lot of preparation for it. We don't do a lot of slides, everything else. The idea was to keep it simple, inexpensive, and accessible. So I think we've done a pretty good job with
that.
And
like the latest information.
I did have somebody just recently ask me for downloads, which would have been nice. But again, we try to keep it very, very simple and very easy for all of us, for us at this end as well. So anyway, welcome. We're doing a lot in Rising Light, and it is really starting to go. I think we got one coming up next week, which I'm pretty excited about, actually.
The group, right.
The group wants to do something with the whole process of this virus too. There's a different way that we can work with this, and that's what they want to do. They want to bring as many people together that's the Global Light program that we're going to be doing next week as well, and that's free. The Global Light's free of charge, so we'll send out an email. Just make sure you're on the email list, and we'll send out an email to you. Okay.
Well, during these times, we just need to keep the hope up. You know, every
Absolutely.
Day we hear devastating news. You know, people, all of us, are so anxious to get out and resume our normal lives. But we're having backlash with that. We're going to have to step back again because of this virus taking hold. And a lot of people just choose to ignore that. But I don't think you can. But it's up to individuals. But we all have to respect each other.
Well, everybody's got to find their own way of dealing with things. And we don't put people down for not following the rules or so forth. But nobody comes in our house without a mask.
No.
It's pretty simple. I mean, we put our boundaries down very clearly here with that.
Yeah.
And we wear masks because we respect the other people. The masks are not for us. They're for the other people that are around us. So when other people are here,
it's respecting each other, I think. And during these times of transition, many of us are adjusting in different ways. For me,
really,
I have an announcement.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Some of you may have noticed that I am changing my look a little bit. I am going gray. Oh, yes, look at that. Well, actually, it's white. Steve was calling me a skunk for a while.
She's graduated. From skunk to a white hair to a silver fox beauty. Yeah,
I like silver fox better than skunk, but it is.
I didn't say skunk, by the way.
It's a slow process because with this virus going on, I choose not to go anywhere to have the transition of highlights or, you know, going totally white. I just don't want to go anywhere to expose myself. And so, you know, I'm not getting my nails done and, you know, all this feminine stuff. I'm just choosing
Beauty
to stay
time,
home.
Beauty takes time, I hear.
Yes, it does.
I hear. I don't know.
Oh, next lifetime, honey. Anyway, I think I'm doing fine just being natural and, you know, most days I don't put my makeup on. If we're not doing an event, I have my glasses on, no makeup.
And she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
But if I do go out, which is a rare occasion, maybe to pick up some fresh produce or something at the grocery store, you know, I wear my mask anyway. I automatically put on lipstick and then put my mask on. I take my mask off and there's lipstick.
The inside of the mask all coated
with lipstick.
It's like,
okay, you don't need to wear makeup when you're having glasses and a mask. So anyway.
It's a new world, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're all with us.
We're all adjusting so you can see each month the slow progress of me turning white.
All right.
The truth is, I'll have to say, my brother, he's 7 years older than me, but he has a full head of hair, white, shiny, is beautiful. I hope I look as good as him.
Yes, he does. Also, we see a lot of people in YouTube. You're in there live. We're also streaming on Facebook. We'd like you to leave us a note and just tell us where you're from. you know, more than anything else. And if you've got anything that you'd like to say to us, you can leave it either there in Facebook or there in YouTube, because after the event today, Barb and I go through all of those and read them all.
We love to hear
from
you.
So let us know where you're from, especially. So sometimes part of that, you'll find that people are dropping in from all over the globe in different places, which is really magical. The group has always loved the fact that we have a very diverse, spread out group in many different places in the world. It allows us to ground the energy really well. So anyway, welcome. We have a few announcements to make really quickly. We're going to be going through several different new pieces of work and things that we're going to be working with here that we'd like to tell you about. I have one of them set up over here. Let me get that over there. There we go. Okay, so anyway, one of them set up here that I want to tell you about, because we're going to be changing some of the ways that we work with our seminars. And what we're talking about now is you're in the area called Espavo TV. Espavo TV has two different sides to it, different areas. One's a paid side where we do Rising Light at $33 a month for two different sessions each month. A last minute, always let you know. What these are is these are times where the group says we can actually make a difference if we come together and push on something, work in a certain direction. So we've got some very interesting things coming up that the group would like to explain to you and come up with that. On the other side of that is the free stuff that you're watching right now. Virtual Light broadcast, plus we do free events from time to time, especially if we're doing a really long 4 or 5 month event or something of that nature, we'll do free events. They'll all be here. Right in the side of Espavo TV. Now, Espavo TV itself is not changing anything. It's the other side of this that we're going to be talking about and making some changes. We're over in the paid section now, and in the paid section, you see that every month we come up with different seminars and so forth that basically support our organization and keep everything going so that we can do the free things as well. So in the paid section, we're going to be changing a couple of things. We are keeping the prices exactly the same and working in those ways, but we're going to change the amount of time that people have to view the seminars. Let me show you what we're going to be doing. No changes to Espavo TV or to the Lightmaster program at all. They're exactly the same as they have been for several years. But we are changing the other events. Starting October 1st in 2020, all events will be in your account for 90 days. So we'll basically run for 90 days. You'll have 3 months to do whatever you'd like with this seminar. There's a couple of exceptions to that, though. And then, of course, between now and October 1st, is quite a little bit time. So we're going to expire things on the December 31st. So if you buy a seminar next week, if you come to the Unity thing that we're Unity Healing that we're going to be working with, you'll have a full 6 months to watch that before it goes away. So we're going down to 90 days, but we're starting in increments and giving you try as much energy as we can with this to kind of get used to it and make these changes. A lot of reasons for making it, including best practices on the internet, have changed a lot. So we're following that quite a bit, as well as several other aspects that allow us to take charge and basically present these in a more positive way. Also, Overlight seminars. We just finished an Overlight yesterday, or day before. The Overlight seminars are trainings. These are healing trainings, and they will be up for a year in your account. So you'll have those always for a full year in your account in different ways to be able to do that. Okay? Good.
Got all that?
Okay. Well, we're changing a lot of things. Unity Healing is coming up as well later this month. We're going to be doing simply a two-day seminar. The group wanted to do a different type of approach to the healing. What they want to do here is they say, you know, all of you are perfect beings. But you don't always know that because you're divided into these dimensional realities, and part of your perfection's over here, and part of it's over here, and part of it's over here, and you think that you're all imperfect.
Well, yeah, we never think we're perfect. We always find our flaws first. Isn't that true? Let's deal away with that and realize that we're just perfect the way we are. Perfect imperfections,
right? Perfect imperfections, yeah. Exactly. But what we're doing with this two-day healing seminar is to take you back and experience that unity. The one thing that the group has been very concerned about on planet Earth is the lack of unity, especially in the United States. Not limited to the United States by any means. It's global. But the United States is so far divided. Politics, belief systems, recently the masks have even turned into some sort of stupid political statement. Ridiculous. But we are incredibly divided. What the group wants to do is come back and bring us back into a unity situation that we can remember. Back when we were all together in different ways. There will be four entities that will come in with that. One of them will be the observer. One of them will be the keeper of time. Probably Merlee and the scientist, but I don't know. They haven't quite let me know all the process yet. But they'll all focus it from a different area over those 2 days to not only bring that back, but to restore us to the essence of our spirit.
Oh, it's time to unite together. You know, so much is going on, from the virus to, you know, the protests and everything. I can't understand the racism. I mean, people come in all shapes, colors, sizes, you know, and we're all the same deep inside. But at the other end, I can see where this is making a difference. It's changing, and change doesn't always come easy, but I hate to see the disruption that's going on between people.
Oh, it's difficult. It's very difficult, and yet the group got very excited. They said these voices have been heard much louder than they've ever been heard before. So we have some good possibilities. We'll come back to that. Rising Light's coming up, I think, in a week or so, or pretty quick. So anyway, whenever it's coming up, we'll talk a whole lot more about that, where we are in the world right now, according to where the group basically says we're going, and kind of the overview of it. So anyway, we'll come back to that one pretty soon. Anyway, we've got a lot going on today. Allison sent us an awesome piece. Meg has got a beautiful piece, too. I can't wait to share that one with you. So we've got a few parts of this that we're going to bring to kind of awaken the light globally in many different areas.
And we will answer some questions that you've sent in. We're looking forward to that.
We hope you're all doing well and taking care of each other. That's probably one of the biggest keys that we can all do at these moments, is to respect each other, just like the group says. And nurture one another whenever we can, because these are going to be very critical times. The group has talked a lot about the virus. They've talked about it over and over again. They have never changed anything that they've said. Everything that they said has turned out to prove correctly. One of the things that I will tell you that they're probably going to talk about either, I don't know if they're going to talk about the virus today. I really don't. But it's coming up because it's a constant subject of the Rising Light series that we do, and they want to do updates all the time. But I have to tell you, the last time we did a Rising Light, they were excited about the fact that the feminine energy was grounding and holding in all this adversity. It was, well, that's really some of the things that are coming up too, but they were very excited about that. So we'll get into that in a few minutes.
It takes a real man to acknowledge the feminine energy and the power of it
you.
All.
Thank you. Yeah, we do it in a lot of different ways. I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun. Anyway, today we'll be going through that. We have two channels today. One in just a couple minutes. We'll take a very short break and come back with the first channel for the day. And then we'll have one in segment number 6 as well. We do see the numbers, of course, that once we break this into the segments that we do, you can actually look, if you're watching this on the site, you can actually look below and see all the different segments from the different ones. So we see which ones you watch. Many people miss that first channel. I will tell you that. So segment number 2 always has the first channel, and then the last channel is in segment 6 or 7. We don't know. I think today we're at 7 segments.
But so we know that your time is valuable. If you're not able to watch the whole program now, you can when we archive it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So welcome today. Thank you for being with us all. We're gonna step over and have Barbara take over right now and kind of lead you through a little energy while I bring in the group for the first time. A spa for everyone.
Espavo. All right, I do want to welcome you again with all my heart. Thank you for being here. Like I said, your time is very valuable. However you're spending it, this is precious time for you, this very moment. I'd like to begin with something we all need, a hug. I know you can't reach out to each other, and that's quite frustrating, but you can take your arms and you can wrap them around yourself. A self-hug means a lot. it can help you. Because when you do that, you can feel other people sending their love and hugs to you. You know, many years ago, I was going through a difficult time, and I went to see a counselor, and she said, you know, what you need to do is get yourself a big stuffed animal, a teddy bear or something that can hug you whenever you need to take care of yourself. And I found George. I should have brought him with me. I didn't know I was going to talk about him. But he's this big monkey, and he has his huge arms, and he has the best hugs in the world. And he sits in my office, and whenever I feel like I need a little special attention, I get quite a lot from Steve, but when I need to give something to myself, I grab George and we just hug each other. And that's very important, however you can get that self-love. So find a way. And another way to do that is do something for yourself this time that we're in. We all need pampering. We have to let go of all the negativity and think about the positive steps that we can make a difference in our lives. So begin with a hug and continue from there and spread your heart energy to all those around you. We could all use it, so it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am the scientist of the heart, and I come this day with good news for planet Earth. You see, there's much shifting going on, as you've seen over recent months and even years. A lot of energy has come together and compiled itself in a very small space. As a result, everything is happening every day. So many important pieces now taking place, one onto another. Sometimes it's even difficult to catch up, to find out where you are today and what's the most important piece that you want to watch this day. Now, we're going to share with you an important aspect. Quite some time ago, about 4 years ago, we mentioned something that was going on in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. In the middle, in the very heart of the Milky Way galaxy, is a black hole. That black hole has actually formed the Milky Way galaxy because when it was feeding, it actually was pulling in all those planets around it, which leaves this beautiful little spiral in space, which you call the Milky Way galaxy. By the way, there are so many, even in your galaxy, that have life. You'll find out eventually, because what will take place is you'll find ways of communicating outside of the timeline. Yes, lots of opportunities coming in the very near future. But what took place was really interesting because about 4 years ago, we mentioned that the Milky Way galaxy started to change its energy because the black hole at the heart of that started to feed very slowly. But nonetheless, what that means is that it once again is drawing things in. It's not just trailing behind a long series of planets behind it, but it's actually starting to pull them into the black hole. That changed time. Not just for planet Earth, but that shifted time for everything in the Milky Way galaxy and even beyond. There's even other galaxies which are tied to yours dimensionally. We'll get back to that another time. But an interesting thing took place because about 4 years ago is when this whole shift of energy began. You've been wrestling with this in different ways and trying to find out where your spot in this is. About 4.5 years ago, to be honest with you, exactly where that is. But if you look at this now, what's taken place during the time of about 4.5 years ago until this day? There's a lot of changes that have shifted very fast on the planet, not just temporary changes, but permanent changes and advances, evolution, at a rate you haven't seen on planet Earth ever. Now, one of the challenges is that much of your systems, we'll simply call it, are not aware that you've risen your vibration, so they're having difficulty catching up. And here, sometimes people will go into a situation or say any aspect of that where they're leading people, whether it be a government position or whatever it is, and they'll go into that thinking, oh, this is how this is done. But everything has now shifted. and even the old ways don't work the same. Now, many of you here on planet Earth are going through this virus situation, which for many countries are already somewhat past for the time being. There is another wave of this will come. There was actually two more waves of this coming, but the work with the Light Masters and those of you who have worked with Global Light have already eliminated that second, the third rebirth of this. So there's another one coming in the fall, but you can actually avoid that one as well. In the meantime, you're still in the first wave of this virus wherever you are. And of course, certain areas are having great difficulty with it. Brazil, the United States, Russia. Incredible challenges and people dying unprepared in many ways. There's a lot of things that you can do with this as well. We'll share that with you as we go forward. But we'd like to bring the more important aspect of what is taking place now. You see, you're all divided. You're aware of that. You know that you're a perfect being from home. You know that as a child. You actually have to learn that you're imperfect. And you learn that by making mistakes. Of course, your parents correct you. Learn all the aspects of that. So it takes a little while for you to learn that you're imperfect. But what has happened is you are perfect. Your being is now split up into 11 different refractions, 11 different areas. So it's actually experiencing life the same as you are in the one that you're in right now. They're all slightly different. It's just basically you. You could slip into any one of them and know exactly who you are, what you were doing, what was going on, and so forth. Interesting how it works. So they're basically all the same you, but they're experiencing different things. And as we've mentioned many times, when a major decision is made, especially equally weighted, when a major decision is made in one of the dimensions, the other dimensions, one of those other dimensions across from it, gets to experience the other side of that. So there's also collective ones that are taking place in many ways. Now, we've mentioned this before, but the news that we have is very exciting. Because what is taking place, dear ones, is unity consciousness is coming back into being while you walk on the planet separate from each other or pretending to be separate from each other. What that basically means is that now, with all these divisions, and we've mentioned that there was a time several years ago we said you might be getting visions, you might be getting flashes of light, you might hear noises from the other dimensions around you on both sides. And then not too long ago, a couple of years ago, we said thoughts will start to filter through these walls which are now thinning between your dimensions. And now we're telling you they're getting even thinner. You have much more opportunity to become much closer to perfect right now than you ever have before on planet Earth. And that's because of the collective rise of humanity. It's difficult to see because you have so many arguments and so much, but what happened is humanity rose and rose very quickly. It's the old systems that are still trying to deal with humanity in the same way that are rapidly adjusting on Earth. Now, you've been at this situation before where your systems had to adjust very quickly to keep up with the advancement of humanity, and we tell you never before have they happened. It's never taken place. You had to basically hold back your advancements as a collective of humanity, but this time it changed. Now, it's not completely shifted, and it's certainly there's many difficulties on Earth, but we tell you voices have been heard. And what is taking place with this is all of you are starting to bring back parts of yourself and integrate them from the other dimensions of time and space while you walk through your daily life. Never before possible. You have some exciting moves, and as we mentioned, planet Earth is shifting. We've talked a lot about that. I'll tell you that there is a higher realm that you will start living in fairly soon. Doesn't mean that you even have to leave your Earth or leave your physical bodies, although they will change a bit. you're going to start to feel less density over time. This is not something that has to happen on a demarcation point or anything of that nature. But what we're telling you is, as you come back into your perfection, you are walking through the times of mastery, which is before you step into this level. Everything that you can master here and now, you don't have to take there. You don't have to deal with it, even as an individual or as a collective. So these are the grand times. And that's one of the reasons that so much energy is being thrown at everyone at this moment. Not only has time shifted and people are still trying to catch up, but also you're in the times of mastery. And all these issues are coming up before you very quickly for you to decide what you're going to take with you into this next level and what you're going to leave behind. It's a perfect time. Celebrate it, dear ones. Because we tell you, we did not know whether you were going to make this turn in quite this way. But now, there's a light, and it's shining very brightly, and it's coming from the heart of humanity. We're incredibly excited to see this next level unfolding and start to move forward one heart at a time. Take your part of it, dear ones. And when you are looking, please try to lose the sides, lose the division. The more that you can bring back into unity at this time will actually help tremendously in so many different ways. So with the greatest of honor, dear ones, we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another at every opportunity. Play well together. I am the scientist of the heart. And I love you dearly. Aspavo.
Aspavo. I want to make a quick announcement that Meg just informed me that all the changes that Steve was talking about, there has been an email sent out to all of you explaining it all, so it should be clear by that. So anyway, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back soon with more of the Virtual Life Broadcast. See you then.